Welcome back to Innovation. I'm Kara Hetland, and just this week, the 2020 Spring Flood Outlook was released. It's for rivers and streams in northeastern South Dakota, portions of central South Dakota, and portions of west central Minnesota. The chance for minor, moderate, or major flooding are above normal. And joining me now to talk a little bit more about it is Kelly Sayre, the Warning Coordination Meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Aberdeen. Kelly, thanks so much for being with us today. I appreciate it.
Hi, thanks for having me.
So chances are good. Let's start out as why, because it was already wet when it got cold, right?
Yes, and most people are really aware that this fall we had very saturated soils and we froze that ground very saturated. So in a normal year where we didn't have as much moisture, the water would be able to soak into the ground. It would kind of act as a sponge. But this year going into the spring, it's just one solid frozen piece of ground that's not going to be able to take in much water at all. So that's the first thing that's working against us. And river levels also froze very high this fall, many of them still in flood stage when they froze. So we're working with very wet soils and very high stream flows to start out this spring.
And snowpack significant as well?
Yes. Yep. Snowpack has been above normal or above average across especially northeast South Dakota. In that area, we have anywhere from 10 to 20 inches of snow depth across that area. And the liquid content within that snow, when it melts, we try to measure how much liquid is available, and that's currently appears to be ranging anywhere from 2 to over 3 inches of liquid within that snowpack.
Anything we can do? I mean, is there any situation that can happen where we won't see significant flooding, or we just need to get ready?
Well, everybody should be prepared, absolutely, and now is the time to prepare. And if you haven't checked in with either your state or local emergency management office, definitely do that. They have all sorts of resources and can kind of give you a checklist of things to make sure you are ready if we do indeed get flooding. Best case scenario in terms of weather is that we have a very, very gradual thaw. So we go above freezing during the day and drop below at night and just make it occur on a very, very gradual basis. The other best scenario is if we don't get any more snowfall for the rest of the season. Of course, it's February now, but we certainly can have some very large snow events in March and even April. And then, of course, the rain as well as we get into May. That can all have big influences on just how bad the flood season is going to be.
And the impact that, you know, right along the rivers and streams, we see that significantly. But this is kind of almost bigger than that, isn't it?
Right. You know, in terms of measuring, you know, we really focus on the streams where we have data points where we can measure how high the water is. But overland flooding is also a concern this year, again, just because the ground's not going to be able to soak up moisture like it normally does. And if it melts very fast, anybody could experience issues related to flooding. And that's why people should prepare their homes. You know, if you can remove snow from around your homes, check sump pumps, all of those different items should be checked off now while there's still time instead of later when it's too late.
And we're talking significantly along the James River and the Big Sioux River as well, yes?
Yes, those are the primary river basins that we expect moderate to major flooding. The James River, in fact, there are three locations in our area, Stratford and Columbia and Ashton. They all have gauging sites, and they all froze above flood stage this winter. So they're starting at flood. And then any additional moisture is just going to exacerbate that. In fact, there's been a gauging location along the James that has been in flood point at least throughout the whole season. It's been 337 days of some point on the James being in flood.
Wow. And so upstream, same problems?
Yes. The James into North Dakota as well as a concern. Then, of course, the Red River of the North, they're very concerned about flooding in that area. That's really where the snowpack is, to mostly eastern South Dakota and then on up into North Dakota and Minnesota as well. A little bit less of a concern for western South Dakota, just because the snowpack isn't as deep. Although, if we do get some significant spring rainfalls or some late season heavy snowstorms, then, areas in western South Dakota should be on high alert as well.
And any concern then heading towards the Missouri River?
The mountain snowpack that feeds a lot of the water down to the Missouri is not overly significant this year, which is a good thing. And also across western South Dakota, western North Dakota, they don't have as deep of a snowpack as we're seeing across the eastern half of those two states. So that's helpful. But again, as with every season, there's always those variables that come in, whether it be late season snow or a lot of spring rain, and that can change those conditions very quickly.
And any significant weather pattern that we're anticipating coming and being a part of what we're going to see come spring and summer?
Not right now. In the short term, our normal 7-day forecast, we don't have any big systems on the horizon, just smaller systems that might bring a little bit of snow here and there. The long-range outlooks, as you go out through the next 2 weeks, they continue to be below normal for precipitation. But then if you go out further than that into the three-month outlook, which includes February, March, and April, that still favors above normal precipitation. So, the pattern's there to have continued systems work their way through the region. And again, now is definitely the time to prepare for anyone who's concerned about flooding in their area.
All right. Kelly, I want to thank you very much for taking time and coming on the program today. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me.